Mike Calp, the show at 102.5 The Bone. Hello, everyone.
Very nice.
We're just discussing Alice in Chains and how great they are off the air.
I was saying how good their drummer is, and he never gets any love at all. Sean Kinney, their drummer. I mean, just listen to this.
Nobody cares about the drummer, that's why.
The drums makes this song. As I talk over the one of the best friend parts.
Yeah, I'd never really listened to Alice in Chains growing up.
Listen to Alice in Chains.
Yep.
You listen to Pearl Jam, right?
I do, yes.
Listen to Mother Love Bone.
Mother Love Bone?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. You know, it's so funny, as I listened to this weekend, you know why? I was in the car with my wife, and she's like...
Well, Cameron Crowe.
Well, but she was like, can you... Because I was playing the music, and she goes, can you play Star Child by The Weeknd? And I said, no, but I could play Star Dog Champion by Mother Love Bone.
I love it.
Do you not know this song?
I do not know this song.
Oh, God.
Can I tell you about this guy? When we went to... doing bartending, they wanted us to have name tags, and they said, just make up a nickname, whatever you want. Guess what mine was?
Andy Wood.
Stardog. Yo, Stardog, give me a beer.
You don't know this?
I do not. When the flowers bloom in spring, I say fade to
winter. How about this one?
Man. No.
Oh, Chloe.
This sounds good.
A dancer.
I like this already.
I play this one a lot.
Really?
I like this one.
Play me a little Holy Roller.
And Pearl Jam will do this every once in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I might cry.
Is this a band of other people from other bands?
This is basically Pearl Jam with a different singer called Andrew Wood.
Okay.
Who's now dead.
Yes.
Oh.
Very glam.
Drugs.
Holy Roller. So I have Holy Roller and I have Synchronicity. On there from Police, and I can't tell which is which when it first starts with that pee-wee-doo.
And all Steve Miller songs. This is your lesson for 90s rock music today.
Yes.
From the Mike Calta Show, you're welcome. The other day
Thank
was
you.
South Gang, Tainted Angel, the Butch Walker band that he's embarrassed of.
Yesterday was Sade, I believe.
Oh my God, I forgot about
Sade.
That.
I love Sade.
You're learning a lot on this show, Spanish. Karen, what have you learned? Nothing.
Today?
In life.
Oh.
On this show, what have we taught you?
That I'm a bad speller.
No. You're what did you? What did we teach you? Not what did we point out that was painfully obvious?
That you can do anything you set your mind to.
Well, that's true, though. This song from the greatest movie of all time that you should know. Do you know this one? It's a little slow on the start, evidently.
It's a silent film?
Is this the point in the show where my computer cuts off?
Oh, I really hope
yes.
not. No, I really hope not.
I'm a teacher. I'm teaching you guys about good music. Good music and good. One movie, quick.
Is this a
look,
that
thing you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Great movie.
Enjoy this in your head all day.
Oh, no.
Who is the band on this? Like, why isn't this band famous, and why isn't the band...
I believe... Here's a little tribute for you.
My wife just texted me, Star Boy, not Star Child, you dummy. Star Child is David Bowie, so even better. Well, it's actually Peter...
Tom Hanks had a hand in writing those songs.
Oh, really?
And they had studio musicians record them. I believe I'm right.
That's cool.
I could be making that up. Let me check.
I don't know, because there's a lot of great songs on there. There's the Norm Wooster singers, in addition to the Wonders.
The
Herdsmen. The Chantrellines, the Saturn Five, which is Ronnie D's band.
Is it really?
Well, that was the name of their band.
Hell yeah.
The Vicksburgs. Don't forget the great Diane Dane. And Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
The movie features original music by Tom Hanks, Adam somebody's, these other people, whatever. But yeah, Tom Hanks was involved in it.
Where is the band? Okay, answer this question for me.
All right.
All the success that they had in the world, where is the band... That is Milli Vanilli.
Oh, those the actual guys that sang it and did the stuff?
Whoever Milli and Vanilli really were had like five hits. How come they weren't like, okay, I'm Vanilli, I'm Milli.
Well, didn't they come out? Didn't they put an album out? And everyone was like, yeah, we like those other guys.
I don't know.
They kind of looked like they were twins or something.
I don't know what the deal was. I got a little update on Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
Okay.
I don't want to say how I know, but I did talk to him about Jim Brewer being here Friday. And I wanted him to come in the studio with Jim Brewer. But he is in the UK recording a solo album.
Oh, really?
Mama.
What did I say was the best thing for him to do? He listens to everything I say. What would I say was the best thing for him to do?
I don't know, but
forget
I had...
Forget AC/DC.
Right. And I said for him to hire Slash.
Well, I mean, right now Guns N' Roses is having such success. They're not going to break that up.
But. Right, I know. But prior, I was saying, okay, well, if AC/DC's going to steal Axl, right? Then Brian Johnson should steal Slash.
Brian Johnson is the voice of AC/DC. AC/DC was a dead band because their lead singer died until Brian Johnson stepped in and said, I will give this band new life with their biggest selling albums and tours of all time. They owe everything that they've had from the 80s on to Brian Johnson. And for them to turn their backs on him for Fat Axl Rose makes me absolutely upset. Now, the rumor was that they were going to do an album with Axl Rose.
Well, you say they, but really,
Angus.
Because everybody else is gone. The drummer got it busted for trying to kill people and having meth
and
stuff.
I forgot about that.
Malcolm has the dementia. Cliff said he was leaving after their last tour, and then that's pretty much it.
So Brian Johnson's got a new band for his solo album.
Yeah?
I don't know if you've heard of these guys, but I'll put their names out there, and you can Google them, okay?
I'm excited, okay.
The first one has only one name. He goes by Sting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No Sting playing what, bass?
I would imagine so, and probably singing. Probably
okay.
Mostly. There's another guy. He's old, but... Paul McCartney?
No.
Yeah, and another guy named Mark Knopfler, who's a little bit good on the guitar,
yeah,
too. So he seems like he's finding some new band just fine.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
The solo album with Mark Knopfler, Sting, and Paul McCartney, etc. There are more, me son. So I think he'll be just fine.
But he'll be missed on Friday.
Without the AC/DC.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean he'll be missed on Friday?
He'll be missed. I thought you said he wasn't.
Oh, from being here on Friday. Yeah.
Man, you gave me that face, and my everything puckered up real quick.
I got nervous because I thought I was supposed to do something on Friday. I forgot about it.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
So I feel much better about that now.
Yeah, that'll be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say maybe when that album's coming out or no, next couple of years?
I don't know. I mean, they're recording now in the UK, so I would imagine that's for next year or later this year release. Anything that's doing now, I would assume, is for a Christmas time release. So,
what?
You know, like August to Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
It takes so long.
Can we take some phone calls here since Carmen doesn't want to answer? I'll just answer them live. Good morning. Hello. Sorry, Carmen.
Go from terrible guitar to one of the greatest guitar riffs ever because you mentioned him, Mark Knopfler. One of the best ever.
I didn't know that was him.
By the way, Sting also on this song.
That's right.
And a little Sultan's a Swing.
Oh,
where he gets all crazy.
Song.
This solo is ridiculous. Let's get in the. You want to get in the solo? Come on.
This is good.
I'm telling you right now, if you see somebody playing guitar, especially playing lead, and they're not using a pick, they're probably pretty good.
Yeah.
And their fingers can't feel anything.
That's some good stuff.
This has been your lesson in the 80s and 90s.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, back to you, terrible guitar player. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Okay. What's with the Team Canada? You going to the Yankees game?
What are you talking about?
Canada. Yankees.
They're playing Team Canada.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. They usually play like a college or something.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Hey, when is that Dunkin' Donuts open over there?
Why do you want to know? You don't even live near us.
Well, I like to be the first customer in line.
I'm the first customer. They already came over and asked me if I would eat their first donut that they made.
Shut up.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
They said, we would like you to cut the ribbon and eat the very first donut ever made at the Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, then I'll be second in line.
No.
Nope, they said Galvin should be second.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, then I'll be fourth.
They said Carmen would be fourth.
Yeah.
We're eating in order of importance to the radio station.
All right.
Sorry.
So John Brennan is number one.
Oh, that's your boss. By the way, they have never said anything to me. A couple of guys that work there tweeted me pictures and said, hey, we're building as fast as we can. All right, hey, time to make this
But we should be the first one to get donuts. I'm just saying.
If I'm not, I will never go there.
Oh.
Just kidding.
But
I'll
you'll
go.
Make me go.
That's right. I'll never, you're right. I will never go in there myself.
Now, what time are they going to open? What time does Dunkin' Donuts normally
5:30.
Open? 5:30.
Oh, really? I don't know. A lot of Dunkin' Donuts are 24 hours.
Some of them are, yes.
Dunkin' Donuts. Can't buy them in a factory.
Nope.
Remember that?
No.
Time to make the donuts?
Time to make the donuts.
You know that?
I
you're just repeating what I'm saying.
Like a parrot.
It's a saying.
time to make the donuts. It was a commercial.
Do you make your donuts fresh every morning?
Thank you. Galvin knows. Yeah, you got to go like this. You got to go like this.
Do you?
You had a mustache. You guys don't know that?
He had a mustache, and all he would do is cover it with his finger.
You go on the cover dressed as a lady.
Who had a mustache?
The guy.
The guy who played. There he is. That's, he'd wake up in the morning. Time to make the donuts. Say, come home. Time to make the donuts. He's like a radio guy. He had the radio guy hours. Time to make the donuts. And then that's also Sam Breakstone from Breakstone's Cottage Cheese.
Is it really?
Yeah. Right? Joke. See if we can find a Sam Breakstone.
I love how Spanish says, is it really? Like, he has any idea what that is.
I know the Sam Breakstone guy. I remember because I used to eat cottage cheese. So I remember those commercials.
No, I was proven wrong there.
I used to eat cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese. Obviously, I would know about Sam.
Oh, man.
He and I go way back.
By the way, Dunkin' Donuts.
Can't buy them in a factory.
Oh, no, that's a different one, I guess.
True, though.
That's a different one.
Damn it. What?
There's one on 4th Street North, which is where...
Yeah, down that way.
Yeah, but that one's open 24 hours. This one, we're not sure yet, though.
Mm. This one's going to be open 24/7.
Yeah.
But if it's not, their opening time is 5:30.
No. All right, well, listen.
Oh, look, there's Sam.
I know.
It's time to make the donuts, guys. Yeah. Eating cottage cheese.
Oh, that is a
am I right?
That is an unsavory diet.
There's something about that guy eating cottage cheese that grosses me out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like a hot girl who just worked out should be eating cottage cheese, not a guy with a mustache.
Who obviously doesn't work out.
I cannot eat cottage cheese.
Really?
Man. Nope. Can't do that. Can't do yogurt either.
When I eat
yogurt, all I taste is penicillin mold.
I love yogurt. I love cottage cheese.
Yep.
I love penicillin.
But in moderation, just a little.
No, a lot of penicillin.
A lot of it.
No more burning when I go.
I think that's healthy. I don't know.
All right. 727-579-1025. Mike Cal, the show. Good morning.
It's Medicine Man.
Jesus.
Let me guess.
Pipes.
You're not feeling good.
I mean, I got allergies, but I'm going to the Duddy and Mardi Gras tonight. Fat Tuesday.
Is that tonight?
It's tonight.
Today's Fat Tuesday.
That would have been nice. Yeah. We should have played that.
It would have been a good gig to have, you know, get on one of those stages out there. Either on that, they usually set a stage.
Nobody asked us, Medicine Man. Nobody asked us.
But it should be a blast out there.
Yeah, should be. Yeah. You know what that means with you going out there tonight? That 500 people will tweet me pictures of you.
It will happen.
I know it'll happen.
You know, I've been down in town Clearwater like last Friday for the Blast Friday and the Sea Blues Fest the weekend before, and I got issues with the Jolly Charlie.
What is the hell is a Jolly Trolley?
You got more than issues with that.
The PSTA, and a week ago, because they have a full rack on the bike, bus on the, with the bikes in the front, and they had bikes inside. And literally, the bus blew me by, you know, heading home to Tarpon. It was the last bus going to Tarpon.
And it blew past you?
Yeah, it's called a driver with common sense. He's like, I'm not picking up this piss reject.
I was those people, and it almost happened again last Friday.
So what did you do? Did you wave it down?
I yelled. You should. I dropped the A-bomb on them when I said,
A-hole. Man, you got him with an A-bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, like Galvin said, the driver knows what's up.
No, the driver's an idiot.
All right, thank you. Carmen, how do you spell yogurt?
Y-O-G-A-R-T.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it E-R-T?
Nope.
Nope.
That would be yogurt.
You don't know how to spell.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. That's wrong. It is a vowel. It's not that one.
It's not you. Is it?
Is
maybe it is.
Maybe.
I know it's a vowel. I knew it was a vowel.
Chris, you're on the Mike Cal the show, though.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
Are you on a motorcycle right now?
No, I'm in my car.
Very windy. All right, go ahead. What's up?
No, you guys were just talking about yogurt, and last week I just realized for the prior week before, my girlfriend and I had been making smoothies with yogurt that had been expired since January 30th.
So what happened? You get all crangus mangus in the belly?
Last couple of days, Nicole and I have been best friends. So
oh, that's
it was
rough.
Fun. It was a learning experience, though.
Yeah, well, you learn not to eat expired yogurt. my wife substitutes yogurt for sour cream.
Yeah. And what?
So if she makes my wife has a couple of famous dishes, you know, like fart soup.
Right, yeah.
When she makes salsa chicken, instead of a little dollop of sour cream, she'll use plain yogurt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like
I'm not healthier, I don't know.
Just like you can use sour cream in lasagna instead of...
Every time I love to do it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
It is against the law to use any other cheese besides ricotta cheese.
Yeah.
Inside...
Which is not that bad for you.
Right. It's actually pretty good.
But you do use other cheeses in a lasagna.
For lasagna, and you do not use cream cheese like the Cubans.
All you're doing is... that's what I meant was cream cheese.
I knew what you meant.
You don't use any mozzarella?
Yeah, but I mean like as far as the spread cheese.
We say in my neighborhood, mozzarella.
You do?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Mozzarella.
What's a mozzarella?
Mozzarella.
You mean mozzarella?
Mozzarella. I remember as a kid, we used to have to go over the Farrazzano Bridge and we get some mozzarella.
Claudio Stonata.
I use that, and then I use some of the provolone.
Yeah. Why do you say all the words like that? Who says provolone? Like provolone. Like you're having stomach cramp. Provolone.
Provolone.
Mozzarella.
What's in it? Lasagna.
What about, what's the other one? How do you say ricotta?
Ricotta.
So in order to speak Italian, you just act like you have stomach cramps when you talk.
And you act like stomach cramps and you cut the last syllable off.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to have...
Yeah.
You want... Oh, you're hilarious.
That's great.
I don't know why I'm talking like a Russian for some reason.
Give me a mozzarella and a vodka.
I would like some lasagna.
John, good morning.
Hey, Mike, just checking. Have you heard the song that Brian Johnson did with the Greg Billings band?
I did. I played a lot coming in and out of breaks. I think it's great. I think he sounds better than ever.
Cool. All right, thanks.
Thank you for the heads up, sir. Let's say hi to Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Hi, Mr. Calvin. Nope. This is the Rooster in Sarasota. I used to call Drew Garabo all the time.
You say the Rooster?
Yeah, I'm the Rooster, a.k.a. Yeah, the Rooster.
Oh, this really is a lady. I thought this was a guy doing the ladies.
Yes.
What is the Rooster?
Yeah.
No, you keep saying but I don't. You're not answering me. Why Rooster?
Well, because I grew up in a real strict Catholic community in upstate New York, and my mama was a journalist in the New York Times and did a story about Herbert T. Schwartz, Drew and Allen Catholic, and I had to take care of all the... chickens and bringing the eggs. Well, my dog killed the rooster, and I didn't want to get whipped that day, so I had to think of something. So I did the rooster crow.
Do it.
And the eggs came out faster than the original rooster crow.
Do it.
And I didn't get whipped that day. So basically, this guy was walking his dog to the car. They worked for the head. This is Jim Martin's show.
Take a breath. Do you know how a conversation works? Jesus Christ.
Monologue? Do the rooster for me.
Well, I mean, you all these drugs that make sense to make everybody go anywhere place. So I choose marijuana.
Okay. And what can we do for you, fast-talking lady?
I just want to do my rooster crow for you instead of Drew Garabo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here she goes with the rooster crow on three, okay?
Ready?
One, two, three.
No. Yeah.
Thank you. Save it for Drew.
Now, back to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to.
I love this song. Carmen, you should be doing the Scooby Cat or whatever he dances to the song. What is her dance called?
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy.
No.
Every time you hear this, your body should, like the Manchurian Candidate, you should snap into a Cat Daddy. Not the shuffle, the reject shuffle is...
Like, that's not a reject shuffle.
It is. It's like...
The showcase.
No. What is it called?
The showcase.
Don't showcase it.
I'm showcasing it.
Don't showcase Showdown it. You'll lose.
Showcase is good.
You like it? Go over there. Just so I can see you. Look, you think this is good? This is Carmen. Get on Bone TV. You can see Carmen.
By the way, this broad did not age well.
Oh, I think she only had that one video, and then she just ate milkshakes. There you go, Carmen.
Showcase. Yeah.
No, I don't like it. You look like Elaine from Seinfeld. Like, if I saw you in a club and you were drunk, it'd probably be a lot sexier. Now it looks forced. It looks like a showcase rape.
Yeah, you guys made me stand up and you guys just screamed at me, showcase.
It's not your fault. I'm not mad at you.
Showcase.
We're treating you like a slave. That's not what I meant. Showcase! I would have said cat daddy. Which one's a cat daddy? That's
dance,
the one you crawl.
So they will bid money on you.
I get top dollar. What's a cat daddy?
Oh, that's the wheelchair one where it looks like you're riding the wheelchair.
What's the one that, what do the Dougie?
Oh, yeah.
What's the
No, the cat daddy is the one that she
did.
Kate
Upton does,
that's the one that Kate Upton did.
Right.
We remade the...
Who's that?
You picked up the phone.
Oh, I thought Kate Upton did the Dougie.
She teaches people how to
Dougie. She did both. She did the cat daddy in the bikini, yes. And then she did the Dougie. Yeah, at like a basketball or baseball game or something.
Grown man saying, "Teach me how to Dougie."
Oh, teach me how to Dougie.
I forgot how to Dougie. To be honest,
Is this a dirty song? I don't know.
No. Wait. I remember this.
Baby, like smoke.
What?
No, I forgot it.
You know why? Cause all the bitches love it. All I need is a beat that's super pumping, and for you to back it up and dump it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't understand the word this guy's saying.
There it is.
It's not a dirty
you
song.
You said it wasn't dirty.
That was a lie.
Dirty, dirty Dougie. Dirty, dirty Dougie.
On the radio, I figured you got the edited version.
I didn't know. That's why I asked.
Showcase that.
Dirty words.
Dougie. Karin, can you teach us a dance every week like we teach you about 90s rock songs?
You don't teach me anything. You yell at me because I don't know something, and then you don't tell me.
That's how teachers teach you.
And then you say, look it up.
Mm-hmm. We yell at her because she doesn't know songs from before she was born.
Well, that's the way you look. It's motivation.
No, why don't you just, if you told me, like, hey, this is a great song, I'd be like, I like it. But then you yell at me and then
would
I get
you?
Flashbacks.
Would you? If I was like, Michael Jackson's Off the Wall, that's a good song. And you come in the next day and you're like,
make a playlist and I'll listen to your playlist.
All right.
And I'll learn music.
All right.
You would not like anything I like.
No, because your stuff hurts my, it gives me a headache.
I'm going to make a playlist.
What was that?
That's how all the singers sound. Yeah, it gives me a headache.
That face was great.
You know, that's why we can't play Alexis Faggy song anymore, because everybody knows mine are all the Faggy songs. Galvin's all the...
Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. Hold on.
Galvin's are all Steel. So
yeah, you got some of that in there for sure.
It just gives it away. It's not fair.
I'm going to make you a mixtape.
Okay.
And then
I still have a CD player, so I can...
I'm going to make it... Why is that a tape?
No.
I'm gonna make it all like songs to listen to while you're chilling.
Oh,
and like
chilling.
The fourth song in, I'm going to be like... Can you hear
it? It's a hidden track.
Can you hear it? Oh, my God. This is going to be in my head all day now. Jerk.
This is beautiful.
Sometimes the snow comes down.
Do you remember what we used to do when they made us play 8 songs an hour and Pink Floyd would come up?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what we would do?
No, what?
Pink Floyd would play, and when the song was over, we'd go.
Oh, yeah, to wake people back up.
We'd wake people up with a Ramones song. John Larson would be like, we don't play Ramones on the station. We play Pink Floyd. Right.
Can I tell you one of my favorite songs? And I know that it was a hit a while ago, but I still love it, and I listen to it all the time.
The I Would Walk for Miles song. Don't get hurt, can't feel anything.
Love this.
When I learn, I push it down. Rihanna? Push
it down. No.
Who is this?
Sia.
Isn't it Rihanna?
No.
Don't they use chandeliers?
Yeah.
I thought they... Hold on, there's some controversy here.
There's no controversy.
I think Rihanna had like Ricochet or something. I think Sia wrote a song for Rihanna.
Yeah, Diamonds. Yeah.
Diamonds.
Yeah. Diamonds, that was it. I knew there was some sort of connection.
Yeah.
That's a great workout song.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That way you go work out to that and then go home and you can
Cat Daddy.
Cheat a little bit and have some mozzarella.
Or some cream cheese lasagna at Galvin's house.
Lasagna, very good.
It was delicious.
Oh. Gross. Tomorrow, Galvin's got a brand new open letter. In the meantime, you can go to Facebook.com and check out two animated open letters. Not animated, but movie version of open letters. What's the name of that? What do we got?
Video.
Moving pick video open letters. Where you got Catch Me Outside Girl.
Uh-huh.
You got...
girls that think they're models.
And also 80s movies. They're all available, yeah. You got a, we got a YouTube channel, so if you find a way there, check it.
Check it out.
Thank you, Dominic Ferriel, for coming in today and all your great phone calls for Dom. Tomorrow, in addition to Galvin's open letter, wait till you hear what our new executive producer, Spanish, has planned for the Wednesday show.
David Harb will be in studio with tickets. That's always exciting. Lots and maybe our passes for the amphitheater.
Oh, man. People are really going to listen to that.
Yep. Tune
These
in.
These guys got stuff I can't have.
Yeah, Galvin.
Can't wait to hear that.
Way to go.
That's not fair.
Way to go.
It's not fair for me to do that.
I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
I don't have anything. Sorry.
Terrible.
Carmen, thank you for showcasing Cat Denny.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me to move for
you. What we learned today, that you're going to be at my table on the cruise.
Yep, Spanish will not.
No cocaine.
No cocaine for you.
Spanish doesn't care.
Spanish doesn't care. And tomorrow, David Harb.
Very good. And how do you spell tenant?
T-E-N-I-T. Tenet.
Very good.
Tenet.
Tenet.
You're a rare flower.
Thank you. Like a pagonia.
Most flowers can't spell.
Like a dandelion.
Dumbdelion.
See you tomorrow.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. That's a...
Oh, Steve, I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
What were you looking at?
A puppy.
You grabbed my wiener in my office yesterday.
You said, what? Hold
the... The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
The shot eat me, bacon.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. You call me a monkey. You're funny.
I love you, Spanish.
Check your panties.
Obviously, I'm a vagina.